Here with your Radio On The Go news update, I'm Dylan Dierberg. The West Fork School Board Monday discussed the special education deficit for the 2020-21 school year. The total amount was $296,116.59. The West Fork School Board then approved a resolution to request allowable growth to cover the costs of the special education deficit from the previous school year. Tuesday afternoon, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 35-year-old Mitchell Stevens of Mason City on a Cerro Gordo County warrant for failing to appear on an arraignment on the original charge of forgery. Stevens was also arrested on a Worth County warrant for fourth-degree theft. Stevens is being held at the Worth County Jail in Northwood. Tuesday, around 9 p.m., the Iowa Falls Police Department cited 18-year-old Sean Tavis Wortham of Waterloo for possession of marijuana. Wortham was released on a promise to appear. The Belmont-Clemmie Homecoming Coronation Ceremony will be held Thursday at the high school football field in Belmont. The King candidates this year are Nicholas Jennison, Zachary Brannon, and Jacob Hansen. The Queen candidates this year are Lauren Crawford, Caitlin Alfaro, and Dora Babadia. The Belmont-Clemmie Homecoming Coronation Ceremony will be held Thursday beginning at 7 p.m. at the high school football field in Belmont. Clarion Goldfield Dow Superintendent Joe Nelson is now in his second year at the school. Nelson tells Radio On The Go the baseball and softball complex project at the high school is expected to be completed by the first week of May 2020.
That complex is going to be amazing for all three communities in town. We'll not only use that turf baseball softball complex in the spring and summer for those programs, but that'll be our new outdoor PE space. It'll be a place for our band kids to practice. And I think the one special feature that I'm really excited about is we designed and developed a turf golf hole that is an exact replica of the 12th hole of Augusta. That'll obviously be the site for our boys and girls golf teams to practice. But we also see that as a huge community draw. So all three towns will be able to utilize that turf golf hole whenever the weather cooperates.
Nelson was one of 60 Iowans scheduled to travel to our sister nation of Kosovo in southeastern Europe. The trip was scheduled for September 23rd through October 2nd, but Nelson says the trip was canceled due to COVID-19 concerns. Nelson adds that Kosovo's Secretary of Agriculture will visit CGD this week to learn about agriculture in Wright County.
The Kosovo consulate and embassy in Des Moines works closely with Iowa's sister states. So there are five sister cities in the state of Iowa. And so Johnston, Cedar Falls, Norwalk, Fort Dodge, and Sioux City all got invites. And then Clarion now is potentially, we are pursuing a sister city with our mayor and councilman. And so if you're linked up with Iowa's sister states and the Kosovo consulate's office, you received an invitation. And so we're looking forward to growing that partnership. And we know it'll take time. But I'd say right now we're definitely in the exploratory and relationship stage between Clarion and Kosovo.
A makeup date for the trip to Kosovo is still being determined. Among states and U.S. territories that use HiSET, a high school equivalency exam, Iowa ranks the highest for the percentage of individuals who passed the test. Last year, 95.9% of Iowans seeking a high school equivalency diploma passed the exam, compared to 80.5% nationally. A total of 1,003 Iowans passed the HiSET, which was developed by the nonprofit Educational Testing Service. The HiSET is administered in 25 states, including Iowa, as well as 4 U.S. territories. The HiSET is served as the state approval test since 2014. The exam measures the knowledge and proficiency equivalent to those of an Iowa high school graduate. The exam, which is offered both online and in written formats, has 5 subsets: reading, writing essays, social studies, science, and math. Autumn arrives this week, but forecasters don't expect much change in terms of warmer, drier weather for next month or so. Brian Fuchs, a climatologist with the National Drought Mitigation Center, says October temperatures look to stay above normal.
Those above normal chances of above normal temperatures are really holding pat, especially from Colorado through Nebraska up into the Midwestern states, where that probability is about 50 to 60% probability of seeing above normal temperatures during that time, which is pretty high.
After months of drought, Fuchs says the predictions show little change in rainfall is likely in the month ahead.
For precipitation, we're seeing above normal chances of below normal precipitation in portions of the central plains. But as we go further east, we start seeing equal chances to maybe above normal chances of above normal precipitation during the month of October.
Fuchs says the trends for the 90-day outlook aren't much different.
There's above normal chances of above normal temperatures. And for precipitation, we're seeing some of the area above normal chances for above normal precipitation, but a lot of equal chances and above normal chances of below normal precipitation.
First day of fall is Wednesday. That's it for this Radio on the Go news update. I'm Dylan Deerberg reporting.